Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me this fine Wednesday, the July 16th. You are currently listening to the show Kitty Castle, also known as Enjoy Loud Night. I am DJ Steph at Kitty Castle. Sorry that I had to interrupt the scroll nut zippers there to start my show. If you ever enjoy what you're listening to on this station, you can find out what is being aired by going to kpcr.org. And whenever it's not a live broadcast, typically we have a pretty cool curated playlist. We add new stuff on there for new music and rotation here and there. I found out about a cool band just today. It might not be to my credit, but I hadn't really ever listened to Squeeze, really, like an older power pop band, but we played Squeeze like an hour or two ago, super good. Powercap Radio's a lot of fun for finding out about bands you didn't know about before. You are listening to Pirate Cat Radio. That's KPCR 92.9 FM, K215 GA 90.9 FM in Los Gatos, and KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. I have some pretty good bands to play today. I try to kind of pull together like a lot of cool, slightly obscure-ish sometimes stuff. So I want to start off today by mentioning that we have a local punk band called Antenna Bleach. Everyone in Antenna Bleach is about like 13 to 16 or so, and Fox, their bassist, wanted to let me know that they need a new guitarist right now. So in case you are kind of in that age range, I think they want to go with like everyone in a band, kind of like everyone roughly like, yeah, around like, it's pretty cool. Their vocalist is, their drummer is 13. I'm like, that's cool. I was not in a band yet when I was 13. But if you or someone you know plays guitar, is like, I know, like in high school and would be interested in joining Antenna Bleach, they are looking for a new guitarist. I'm gonna play their song Pills to start off the show, and then other stuff I have. So this is Antenna Bleach from San Jose here on Pirate Cat Radio. If you have any requests, I'm happy to accommodate them. You can reach us at 408-357-0330.
Yeah.
we were just listening to Negative Charge with their songs Less Than Nothing and Horrible Future. A pretty cool band there. Before that was Ayukaba from Barcelona with their song Sistema Siniestro. Before that, Container Crusties from Hell, a French crust band from a minute ago. This album was a benefit for Food Not Bombs Philippines, which I think is pretty cool. Like, their entire record was a Food Not Bombs benefit. So I was like, that's a noble cause. Container Crusties from Hell with their songs In This World Apart and Permis de Tour. I can't speak French, so I'm sorry. And starting off the show tonight was local San Jose band Antenna Bleach with their song Pills. And if you know a guitarist that would like to be in a punk band who is roughly around 13 to 16 or so, who would be interested in maybe auditioning with them, you can find them at antennableachband.bandcamp.com. And while I'm here, Daniel, the station manager, says thank you to all the Pirate Cat Radio volunteers who dedicate at least 2 hours a week beyond their shows. Programming is only part of it. Behind the scenes, there's editing, planning, fixing gear, organizing, and keeping things moving. This station runs because of your time, your energy, and your commitment. You make KPCR 92.9 FM, K215 GA 90.9 FM, and KMRT 101.9 FM possible. You can join us. Visit kpcr.org/volunteer for volunteer opportunities. And yeah, if anyone out there is listening who would like to maybe have their own show, I am usually available. Like, I have a weird work schedule and everything, but I'm always happy to try to, like, make time during the week to train you folks. Like, if you are interested in having a show down here, please, by all means, you can reach out to the station. One good contact is you could shoot an email over to info@kpcr.org, and our station manager guy will get it, can hit you up about training, you know. And yeah, I know, having your own show is fun. Like, you can basically have it be about almost anything. Like, non-commercial radio is really cool in that respect, that it's very, like, very, like, free, and I know, it's very, it permits expression, which is something that, is in limited quantities right now under our current regime. I am very optimistic, though, that things are gonna change for the better so that regular people can get, like, their healthcare and access to education and things that normal human beings deserve back. So, on my last show, I gave out the information on how to get on board a free online training organized by the same people who organized a No Kings rallies. And I tried to get on that call today, and there's so many people that I guess this the meeting didn't crash, but it was like not everyone could get on, which is like, aw, like I wanted to share with y'all what was, you know, what they're doing on training, but on the bright side, that means that there is a ton of involvement. So, like, a lot more people. It's like interest in combating this regime has grown, which is a great sign, because I think typically they have these weekly calls that you can get on, and there's room there. So for me to not be able to hop on Like means there's, I don't know. I don't have formal numbers. Just a lot of people. A lot of people across the country are invested. So that makes me happy. I do want to let folks know that if you are so inclined, tomorrow, July 17th, Thursday the 17th, is the late John Lewis's birthday, and in honor of him, there are demonstrations in a lot of cities and a lot of smaller towns, just all around. For I think it'll be you'll find more info under the Good Trouble tomorrow. So I'm not sure if I will personally be there. I believe there's one in San Jose. I wouldn't be surprised if there's one in Los Gatos and one in Santa Cruz, because we have pretty solid people out here that I have seen out and about. But that will be tomorrow. I think on the average scheduled meetup time has been noon to 2 or so, but so that is happening tomorrow, the Good Trouble demonstrations. I'll put out some more info on the air in a little bit about that. But I have more music to play, so let's do that. In case you have any requests, the studio number here is 408-357-0330. I also want to mention that the station is doing our pledge drive right now. So if you enjoy listening to Pirate Cat, if you like the content that we have or the shows that we have on air here, you can support us and help keep the station running by going to donate.kpcr.org and or kpcr.org/join to join the Signal Society. And for as little as the wee amount of 5 bones a month, you'll be helping to support the station, plus getting a bunch of really cool benefits. Like you get discounts when you go to Chromatic, to Amoeba Music, to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, to the Winchester Mystery House. There are like a bunch of just local businesses that have signed on board that are part of Signal Society. That if you have a membership card, you get, you get members only discounts and other fun stuff. So many, those are just the ones I can think of off the top of my head. But right now we're gonna play, this next song is by Gype, new band. Pretty cool, pretty cool hardcore. This song is called Golden Ticket here on Pirate Cat Radio.
Do you like hardcore punk rock?
Take away the mic, follow me down. sounds way better when we play like really fast.
Are listening to KPCR 92.9 FM and K215 GA 90.9 FM in Los Gatos, KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. This is Pirate Cat Radio. And we were just listening to Aggravate. That band is from San Diego with their songs Tico Man and Waves. Before that, Red 40 with Header. That song was all of like 40 seconds long. Just the right length, I think. Before Red 40 was Gype with, that's spelled G-Y-P-E, with Golden Ticket. And I realized that was a Willy Wonka reference suddenly, like mid-song. I was like, oh. I hope everyone is having a good Wednesday evening right now. And, I could have commentary on, like, what's happening right now, but, I think, I know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are kind of aware that, and the whole debacle right now that is impacting, the current president, I don't know, dictator, trying to walk back about the Epstein files. That's like, it's kind of spectacular. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that this was what was going to do it, but it is. I'm amazing to witness. Like, it's so, I really hope, I don't know, that this might really, that this might be, it might be a stretch to say that it ends the GOP, but it's not looking awesome for the GOP, so, no, I'm feeling hopeful. Yeah, things, will turn around I'm feeling hopeful things will turn around in general. We will get us there. The I will play some more music right now because I have, half an hour more for what I have keyed up. This next band is Crude Image. They are, where are they from? Oh, okay. Crude Image is, I think this is a newish band from London. And we're going to hear their song Blade. If you have any requests, 408-357-0330 here on Pirate Cat Radio.
We'll be right back.
And we were just listening to the recording of a live house show last month. Cretan with a K. I think they're local to San Jose. I should know this, but I'm like, Cretan spelled with a K instead of a C, live at a house show in San Jose. That was last month with Oxy and Deselect, who are local to here, and Detergent, who are local. And yeah, I don't have the set list though, so I actually am not totally sure which two songs that was. But before Cretan, we were listening to User from Warsaw, Poland, I think, which is pretty cool. Yes, okay, I think I got the CD right. But User with their songs Mirror Mine and Unconscious 3. Before that, Dewormer from Austin, Texas, with their song Warm Water. Worm Water, like not warm, but worm like earthworm, Worm Water. And starting off this set was Crude Image from London with their songs Cro-Magnon Grin and Blade. You are listening to Pirate Cat Radio. I have an announcement. Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM, K215 GA 90.9 FM in Los Gatos, and KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz thank the Youth Science Institute for inspiring the next generation of environmental stewards. YSI offers hands-on science and nature education to Bay Area youth through school programs, summer camps, and outdoor learning in local parks. Explore science in the wild, learn more, or get involved at ysi-ca.org. That's a pretty cool cause. As I know, like, as a kid, I really, like, treasured, like, all our outdoor field trips and just opportunities to be outside and, like, you know, with our, like, tour docents, you know, telling us about, like, California native species. Probably did influence that I went to school for environmental science and whatnot, so that's pretty cool. Again, that was... You can find out more at ysi-ca.org. I have more music for y'all before we hit the 7 o'clock hour. This next song is from Chroma. Chroma played San Jose some years ago. I got to help out with their show here, which is pretty cool. It was a house show that was, I don't know how long ago that was, might have been like 10 years ago, like a minute ago, but pretty cool band. They are also from Barcelona. This song we're going to hear from them, which is newer, is called Manifiesto del Todo here on Pirate Cat Radio. Thank you.
So you bought that Tesla, thinking you'd have a cool electric vehicle. You meant well, but now you're riding around in shame. Well, PyroCat Radio can give you an out. Donate your vehicle at cars.kpcr.org. It's an easy process, free towing, and you may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause near and dear to your heart, non-corporate radio. So let's make you cool again and help the people at cars.kpcr.org. We'll be right back.
are listening to Parkat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM and K215 GA 90.9 FM in Los Gatos, KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. Just listening to Lifeline off of their End Time Groupthink EP, which I think is new. I wish I knew a little bit more about this band to share with y'all, but I enjoyed that. Self-described necrocrust, very cool, like twisted dark sounding stuff in a good way, but pretty cool. I don't know anyone else that sounds like that, but Lifeline with their songs Ground Zero and Bottom Feeder. Before them, we were listening to Disturbed. Disturbed is like, it's spelled like the word disturb, but D as in dog at the end instead of a B as in ball. So Disturbed from Japan with their songs Abyss and Reality. Before that, War / Plague from I think Minnesota, I think, with their song Reckoning. And then earlier was Pororva, P-R-O-R-V-A. They are Cold Oi, band from Warsaw. Cold Oi is pretty cool. I don't know. I like how it sounds. It's so like, it's, I know, it's a good time. Pororva, oh heavens, with their song Smuha. Before that was Chroma with Manifiesto del Todo. Kind of a short song, yeah. I'm gonna have to dig around for more stuff, because Chroma's fun. But I kind of went over my first hour. I try to have everything kind of in, I don't know. Like, first hour is the heavier stuff, and then I do a bunch of more like dance music and whatnot. But I was like, I love Lifeline, I have to play it. So so we are now completely switching gears. Oh, but just so in case anyone out there did want to know more, there will be nationwide peaceful protests tomorrow, Thursday, July 17th. The late John Lewis's birthday, and the Good Trouble Lives On demonstrations will generally be taking place at from noon to 2 local time. There will be one in downtown San Jose. This should be I think St. James Park downtown, where the prior No Kings rally was as well. So that's the one I know about. There's a lot more. So I encourage y'all who want to participate, please do. Our strength is in the numbers, but what makes me feel optimistic is, statistically speaking, based on like hundreds of years of data, it has taken a minimum of 3.5% of a nation's total population to be actively engaged in protest, in like vocal opposition to fascism, for a fascist government dictatorship regime to be overcome. And based on the number of people who are counted and public, that doesn't include all of the people who are resisting in other ways that they can, who are also against what's going on, who couldn't make it to be in person at those rallies. The estimated headcount of people who turned out to No Kings earlier, like a few weeks ago or so, was definitely like over that 3.5% threshold. It was like over 4% of the U.S. population, and so that was just a headcount of people who could make it directly to the protest. So that gives me a lot of hope. I feel like, also just judging by what you can see happening right now, the other regime isn't particularly like strong. It's chaotic, it's weakening. I feel optimistic that things will turn around. So I hope y'all also like do not give up. Like I personally know people who like are going with like no health coverage right now, who like need meds, who are like on crucial meds like seizure medications and whatnot, that can't afford them now because the Medicare cuts like impacted them already. I was listening to I was listening to updates like, oh, those cuts aren't happening till next year, till 20, after the midterms, so that the GOP tried to disclaim responsibility for it. But a lot of those ripple effects have hit people already, and I don't know how. I'm kind of presuming, I don't know, my local coverage, I'm a bit more fortunate as far as I know. I think my coverage hasn't been greatly impacted, but I have friends, like Facebook friends, that live in more rural areas that were like, we already had a hospital close. I'm like, oh, that is not good. Yeah, if someone has a medical emergency that is out there, that is not good. That is just like, I cannot imagine this standing, this holding for very long. Like, bills can and should be repealed. There should be new legislation to, I know, that's my two cents. I'm sure a lot of y'all feel the same way, but things are crazy right now, but I feel optimistic, so for the future. Anyway, I have music. I have more songs to play for y'all. If you do have a request, I am more than happy to accommodate it. You can call us at 408-357-0330. Where am I? Down. Okay, here we go. This next song is by Fiber. This is the Rhodes Rodosu remix version of Solid State here on Park Cat Radio. We'll be right back. Trump is calling for an end to federal funding for public media. That includes community stations like Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM, K215GA 90.9 FM, and KMRT 101.9 FM. That funding helps pay for equipment, emergency alert systems, and illegal rights to play music. Losing it would silence local radio in many communities. You can help us stay strong. Join the Signal Society at kpcr.org/join. And Pirate Cat Radio want you to know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the United States, but early screening can change that. A quick painless scan could save your life. No special prep and no long wait. Actor and director Tony Goldwyn lost his mother to lung cancer. Now he's helping spread the word about the power of early detection. Let's kick lung cancer out of the top spot. Learn more at go2.org. That's go and then the number 2.org. Just listening to their artist name is spelled like D, but then there's two letters, or like every other letter is spelled twice, so it's like drum but not. It's like D-R-R-U-U-M-M, but that is how you can find that person's music released online, possibly in physical format also, but Drum with their song Kiss Me Please. Before that was Hot Singles with their song Soul Tide, and starting off the set was Fiber collaborating with Eritus and Rhodes Rodosu, all very talented folks, on Fiber's new song Solid State. And you're listening to Pirate Cat Radio. I just wanted to remind everybody tuning in right now that if you enjoy listening to this station, you appreciate shows that you hear on Pirate Cat, we could really use your support for folks that are able to chip in. If you can't, it's okay, because community radio is for everybody. But the Signal Society helps support the station. It helps keep our door open, keeps us running. And we're trying to reach our goal of 6,000 doll hairs for this fundraiser. That's our target amount, because we're trying to expand station coverage range. And also like to fund new content and new media production programs, I think. It sounds pretty cool. Like, it's where, sort, I would consider this like a fledgling community station. Like, we're not real huge yet, but I know it'll be cool to have our signal coverage, or our range, cover more of California, and I think that's one of the things we're trying to do. We are 100% nonprofit without any corporate sponsors or backing. So, unlike, you know, what are the other stations that I kind of don't listen to, the mainstream stations, like something Point One Debris or Star or whatnot, like that's like all pre-programmed. Top 40 or like what, like just regular, I don't know, like top four, that's like major label pop and just pre-programmed stuff, and we don't have to play any of that. We can play almost anything that we want to be able to share with y'all, which is I think what makes us special. So we are completely nonprofit and volunteer run. Nobody here has a salary. We're here because we want to be. And so if you like listening to shows on the station, you find out about cool bands or stuff you wouldn't otherwise, and if you're able to support even I don't know, at the level of $5 a month, you can join the Signal Society, and every penny helps to keep us running, to help cover our operational expenses and all of that good stuff. So you can join the Signal Society at kpcr.org/join. And if you have any questions about it, you could also call into the studio. Or if you have any requests for me, you can call into the studio at 408-357-0330. It is about 7:30 or so, which means I need to let you know that you are listening to Pirate Cat Radio at KPCR 92.9 FM, K215 GA 90.9 FM in Los Gatos, and KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. I have more music because why not? This next song is from Zuichi, and I couldn't read all of the kanji. Fortunately, I had to translate it, but this is Zuichi with, I believe this song is entitled Closer, here on Pirate Cat Radio. This is Kitty Castle, aka Enjoy Loud Night. Thank you.